City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple M.
Gee, it's warm.
It is beautiful. Don't even contemplate that. Thank you very much. Imagine doing that and then going to one of the strikes for climate change today. Well, you'd certainly clear the crowds in a second if you were to do that. Look, it is a big thing. Our school students are right behind it. There's quite a few from Central Vic and, of course, here in Bendigo travelling down to Melbourne today. So there's protests at the Treasury Gardens from 2 until 3 p.m. And then protesters will be marching along Collins Street to Exhibition Street and then on to Flinders Street. Now, if you recall, there was a big protest back in March and it certainly did take its toll on city traffic. So if you are heading down to Melbourne today, steer away from Collins Street and Exhibition Street between 2 and 3 because you'll be stuck there for quite a while. And locally...
Yeah, I was going to say, what else is happening?
Bendigo Library. Bendigo yes. Library at 2 p.m. today. There'll be a bunch of students protesting there. Basically what they want, and good on them, I think... You know, if I was younger, I'd be right into this.
Why do you have to be younger?
I know, you're right. Well, I just, that's absolutely right. And I am going down to the library today. I'd actually organised that yesterday, so you never know, I may get involved. What they want is no new coal or gas projects, including the Adani mine. They don't want any of that. They want 100% renewable energy generation and exports by 2030. That's the crux of the big project. Protest today.
This is the issue with as we get older. I don't know about you, but you know, years ago, I'd say someone would say, "Oh, Greenie's looking after the frogs and whatever,
trees,
or the trees and everything else." And I'd go, "Oh, really? Well, yeah." And the same with this. But now, I drive past these people and go, "Yeah, you're right. I actually like that tree. Yeah, the frogs deserve to live." I must be getting old.
You must be getting
old.
There's
a little bit of that, I think, in everybody. We just won't admit it. It's a bit like, you know, ABBA in the 80s. We didn't like them in the 80s. We thought they were hokey and everything else. All of a sudden, they're not too bad now. So it's the same with climate. We go, "Yeah, right, well, those guys just fight it. Fight the good fight."
Yeah, good on them for fighting fight, because our government, as we know, they're not interested, which is absolutely...
Pay rise. No, that was Andrews, Daniel Andrews.
Wrong of them to not be taking it as seriously as what they should be. When I say that, though, not all politicians fall into that boat. There are some that are fighting for it, but just not
like
the biggies.
Pauline.
Oh, Pauline.
Pauline says what she likes. And I read this morning there's a post that I'll find for you soon. It is going off its nut, something she said. And whilst I couldn't care less about politicians, I don't think, what is it, a lefty, righty, middly or whatever, at the same time she says what she thinks.
Oh, and she does, yeah.
It's hypocritical, though, isn't it? With people are really angry about these guys getting a pay rise, whilst even the bus drivers, they're back, aren't they? Oh, we'll talk about that soon.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, they are back.
Just back on the point. Do you see when they get a 12% pay rise and 3% for a backbencher, you go, what? You know, we're struggling to get $500 a year if we're lucky.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, it does make you think.
And then they come out
and
say,
what a joke.
Oh, it's terrible for the low... You wouldn't know the low wage earners politics. You wouldn't know how they lived. You have no idea what it's like to get enough money.
Jackie Lambie would, though.
She probably would.
Yeah, she would. She's
a
little battler.
What it's like to get bloody the rest of the money out of your console, your car, to get a cup of milk or something like that, look under the seat and go... Shit, I knew there was a dollar under there somewhere.
Yeah, where's it gone?
Next time you talk about it, Polly, get stuff, because you don't know.
Big news getting around this morning, Cogs. It's got to do with Bali. We've all been to Bali. How many times have you been?
Not everybody's been to Bali.
Oh,
a few
lot
times.
Of people have been to Bali. I've been about four
Stinking
times.
Stinking hot joint it is.
You don't like it, do you?
It's too hot for me, but I'm a sook. Well, I'd rather go to Ocean Grove where the temperature's a bit cooler.
Yeah, and the air's a lot nicer too, down the lungs.
Yes, it is.
Well, Bali may not be getting as many tourists as what it has been over the last 20 years if this new ban comes through. They're thinking of, listen to this, Cogs, they're thinking of making consensual sex between unmarried adults a crime.
Wow.
And on top of that, they're also thinking of making unmarried couples living together illegal.
And trust me, I mean, the people in Bali are just fabulous. They're lovely people.
Oh, they are.
It's the climate that I can't handle. But besides that, it's a beautiful spot. Can you tell me how they can't police kids riding down roads half drunk on motorbikes, yet they reckon they can police someone having a bonky bonky in bed and going, right, mate, are you married to her? You're not. Come with me. You know, like, come on.
They'd have to do it, I would imagine, from a security point of view. Like when you, you know, you get your tickets to go to Bali and you hand over your passport and all that sort of thing. They'd have to police it, I would imagine, from that point, because there's no way that they could police it once you got into the country.
No, you couldn't.
Absolutely no way.
You know, you can't have a bloody camera on a bedroom either or anything like that.
Well, they can't afford it. They wouldn't be able to afford it. It's not a very wealthy country. They are saying, though, if the law, these two laws are passed and you're caught, 6-month jail term. So it's really serious.
So you go from a dirty bed to a dirty bed. You've been dirty, so you're going to a dirty bed.
I do wonder, though, if these laws go ahead. They're just proposed at the moment. They've got a lot of red tape to get through, thank goodness. But if they were to go ahead, their tourism would it'd be the end of it. Wouldn't it?
What you're saying is people go to Bali to have a little kajunka-junka outside their marriage. That's what you're saying, Kylie.
Yeah, I am.
Having a
mouthful of coffee when you said kajunka-junka.
Well, it's true. I mean, people are going over there clearly to do it. The government are not happy. They don't just do these things on a whim. They've had a survey.
I think the reason why they've chosen this or that why they're thinking about it is because they are totally over all of the bad behaviour that does happen there. You know, Australians are constantly...
That's not
going to
help.
Yeah, no, hold on. Australians are constantly in the news.
Absolutely, they are.
Riding bikes with no helmets and getting really drunk and making idiots of themselves and stealing stuff and all that sort of thing. So this is basically the pinnacle. So if they take this away, which is at the top of the chain... having kajunka-junka.
No, it's not.
It will.
It's the top of the chain is what you just said. Idiots going on their motorbikes, and that idiot that kicks the local there off his motorbike a few weeks ago. Get those guys, as soon as they commit a crime, put them on the plane, send them back.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate, there goes your holiday, nick off.
But they'd be over there too, particularly if they're single, to do the kajunka-junka.
Oh, I've got no doubt
about
that.
And I'm saying that's the pinnacle, the kajunka-junka. So that's going to stop them coming over anyway. Hence, then the... getting drunk and being idiots and stealing stuff will not happen.
I think Bali have got more dramas with their local laws and everything else than kajunka dunkin. I would have thought. And I notice you love using that word too, you little kajunka.
You're the kajunka. I've never heard it before. Kajunka junka. My goodness. I went past the QEO yesterday and gee, it's looking great. It just looks beautiful.
It does look
the grass is just awesome.
Well, no one plays in it. No, they do. The thing is, it is in great nick and well done to the curators up there because it is fantastic to be able to play footy on an overlay.
All the new facilities as well with those toilets and the shading and the concrete seating. It just looks like a piece of craft.
It does. Mm. Big games too. Sandhurst Flat in the under-18s. Good to see a few clubs are mixed up this year. Strathfield say South Bendigo are in the reserves. Come on the Bloods. And then it's Eagle Hawk and Strathfield say, is it year number 3 in a row? I think it is, third year in a row.
Because it's coming up to my third year, and I can recall definitely last year and the year before. I haven't, unfortunately, had the opportunity to get out to Eagle Hawk, though, over the last week, because I normally like to get out there and check out a lot of the shops that decorate.
They're passionate there, and Strathfield say are catching up, but they're a few years behind the old Eagle Hawk because they've been there forever. But well done to everybody that does that. If you're an Eagle Hawk person, you are an Eagle Hawk person. You either are and you aren't. There you go.
That's so true, isn't it?
Very true.
And I think, do you know what? I think Strath's coming along like that as well.
I think you're right.
I really do. They have got that passion of a real sense of community.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day, and hopefully the rain does stay away. A lot of netball on too, and the netball is always mostly packed, so it'll be good to have the girls there and to do their thing as well. Sandhurst going for back-to-back flags. Actually, they're going for triple for the third flag.
Whoa!
So won it last year over Gisborne too. We got that. We did that game, but it will be good on the netball court. So well done, and we'll check out with Cars a little bit later from Channel 9. Just some of the things that are happening tomorrow, and also too the footy, of course, the AFL.
Yep,
and
can't forget about that. the AFL. I'm heading along. Remember, the first final I've ever been to in my life.
I'll be so excited. Tonight, fish and chips, home to my joint. Watch the finals. You'll be toffing around the joint.
Not tonight. It's tomorrow.
No, of course it is. Yeah, I'm worried about what you're going to talk about because people are going to think you're off your scone.
Well, no, not really. Because, I'm absolutely surprised because I did put a poll up last night on our Facebook page, but I'll get to that in a sec. I just want to tell you this first, Cog. So former Blink 182 guitarist and singer, his name escapes me at the moment, but look, that really doesn't matter. He's a huge believer of life beyond Earth. So he co-founded a UFO research organization called To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science. Now, he did this back in 2017, and it was through this platform that he released three separate videos in late 2017 and early last year, right? Now, these videos had possible UFOs. Now, at the time, the media in the US went crazy over it, but there was never any confirmation that the videos were real until last week. A spokesperson from the US Navy has come out and said that the objects contained in these videos are unidentified aerial phenomena.
I reckon he's been smoking that stuff that you find in the garden every now and again with leaves on it. That's what he's been smoking. He's a spaceship in the background, by the way.
Oh, it's a spaceship, is it? I wondered what it was. Yeah. So I asked the question on our Facebook page last night, a poll. Do you believe or do you not believe? And 73% of our Triple M listeners say that they think that UFOs exist.
Prove it. 13, 27, 10. Tell me when you've seen a UFO, because that's a lot of hogwash. No, there's not. There's not bloody UFOs.
They're not saying that they've seen one. They're just saying that they are believers. Now, speaking of seeing one, I have a friend of a friend who once did say, and I've never believed this, who once did say that they thought they saw a UFO just out of Kilmore. I kid you not. She swears to this very day, this woman, that she saw it. I don't believe it. I'm not saying I don't believe in them, but I would not imagine.
Isn't the funny farm near Kilmore?
I wouldn't imagine.
Seriously,
that,
no.
That is true at all. But in saying that, I'm not saying that I don't believe. Because I don't know.
Well, you don't know what's up in the sky. It could be a light plane, could be anything. And people, oh, the bloody UFO, the bloody
No,
spaceship,
well, the US Navy are coming out saying that they've got, like, so much footage of UFOs.
You're trying hard to convince yourself it's true. Do you think
No, I don't. Look, to tell you the truth, it scares me. It absolutely scares the bejesus out of me if there are UFOs and aliens.
That. We take her back to the planet, whatever, and we discuss what humans do.
Can I just read some of the comments?
Of course you can.
Lewis says UFOs occur quite often, but they're not necessarily alien spacecraft. All it means is that it's a flying object that is yet to be identified. See, that sits okay with me. Jonah's been quite smart and has a picture of E.T. flying over the moon saying, I took this picture last night in Bendigo. It was very funny. This is one from Kevin. Whether E.T. exists or not, it's got to be pretty arrogant to think we are the only living organisms in the solar system. And that's a fair point.
We haven't exactly found anyone yet. That's
Daniel says, look up the Drake equation. It will show you the mathematical probability of other life existing, and it's very interesting. And Ben says, I'm thinking when aliens are discovered, it's really going to change the Miss Universe contest.
It possibly
Love your work,
will.
Ben.
Yeah. Any of those people live near that funny farm, do they? Or
honestly, 13, 27, 10.
No one.
If you do believe, you need to convince Cogs and I why.
We don't have to convince you. You're already into it.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm on the fence.
You've already said to me a few times you're working with an alien. Anyway.
I'm on the fence.
All right. Well, if you've seen something, you know something, or you've met Barry the alien, give us a call. I don't think the phones will go crazy. Let's see. 13, 27, 10.
So the US Navy have come out to confirm that a few videos released by former Blink 182 singer that had UFOs in them are actually real.
He's
so
on something.
We've been asking you this morning, do you think they exist or they don't exist? Now, Glenn from Tewton, you've got a story to tell us about your son.
Yeah, that's right, Kylie. I have.
Tell us more, Glennie.
Okay, well, what happened? He's 13 years old. But when he was young, we had no sewage here in Putin. So he had to go out to the back end to go to the toilet. And it was a little toilet. So he went out, he's only about 4 years old, come back into the house and said, "You better go outside, there's a huge orange light above the house." And we didn't go outside. We didn't think, thought he was just a little kid, his imagination. And what happened? So next morning, the alarm goes off, the news is on, so local news, on this channel that you're listening to now. And there's reports of UFOs over central Victoria and a big orange light.
Whoa.
Oh, dear.
Gee,
and
so
we didn't go outside. We wish we have now. Of course, we might see what he saw. But, so that's what happened. And then a friend of mine who was a musician, he come home and he was up on the board and he said there was a big orange light above his car.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's scary. All right, well...
It's scary, it's just weird.
Yeah, it is weird, you're right.
For sure. So how long ago was this, Glenn?
Oh, this was... Well, he's 30 now, so it was about four, so, what, 26, 27 years ago.
Righty-o.
You're right, okay, Glenn.
Wow.
I think your phone coverage is from outer space, but seriously, thanks, Glenn.
Hey, that's, thank you for sharing that with us, Glenn.
Gee. Thanks, Glennie.
See?
Just a big red light. It might have been a traffic light or something.
Oh,
stuck
from the sky.
Orange.
Oh, a traffic light that was seen over Tooting and then over Bort.
I believe everything.
No, I'm not. I'm still on the fence.
Triple M's House of Metal. Your door to see Metallica.
It's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, this is going to be big. You and a friend, if you get in the draw, that is, heading off to Metallica October 24 in a premier suite. It'll be spiffy.
It certainly will. Four chances remain as we go to Ben on 13:27:10.
Hey.
Now, Ben, before we open the House of Metal door and see how you go, you've actually met Coggo's dog Billy before.
Oh, the Cocker Spaniel.
You haven't met Coggo, but you've met Billy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right, Chloe. I work down at the Benga Animal Relief Centre. And Billy has been a visitor down there, so we've got our little Billy wing happening. And he's a lovely little dog, and we take good care of him down there.
You did, mate.
Has it only been the once that he's been picked up and taken there?
Oh, that might be
Benny.
Confidential.
Yeah, I'm sure it is more
Benny.
Than once.
Got the letter in the mail from the council the other day, just a final warning. Bloody dog and anything or else.
Oh. Okay. All right, Ben. Let's see.
I only left him overnight, didn't I, Ben? Anyway.
We love what you do. You're at the Bendigo Animal Relief Centre and you look after all the doggies and you rehome the ones that run away too often. Benny, good luck. We're going to open the gate and you're going to choose a door.
Yeah, which number, mate?
Oh, we'll go with door number 8, I think so, guys.
Number 8's still there. It is, righto. Here we go, mate.
Door number 8. You have won a rusty nail.
Rusty nail.
Oh.
I can't believe it,
eh? You building anything at the moment, Benny?
No, but we'll let Cogo have his gate closed.
That's pretty good, mate. it is karma,
There's no
Ben.
Comeback from
no,
you
there.
There
is karma, Ben, for the fine you gave me, you bastard. But anyway. Thanks, Benny.
Good on you, Ben.
No, thanks,
cheers, mate.
It's the House of Metal. It will be back on Monday, your chance to see Metallica at Marble Stadium, October 24th.
Let's go straight to the phone because from Channel 9 Sport, he doesn't even get the theme anymore because he's bowling in a couple of weeks, is Nathan Curry, everyone. LA,
hey, Nathan.
Hey, fair.
I got the message the other day, Kylie, from Nathan. Oh, look, you know, a bit busy, a bit cool for school. Couldn't really handle doing much radio with you guys because, you know, you're a bit below me now. So that was how it went. Cars, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, look, there's two sides to every story, Coggo, and that's not how I remember it going. I remember there was a few love-heart emojis in there.
Oh, yeah.
So what's happening, though, just quickly? Why are you moving on from the Triple M Bendigo show?
In trouble.
Well, this is a hard question, Kylie. No, my behind-the-scenes roles are just increasing at 9, but I still definitely love the Triple M family, particularly you two.
It's what you said to the last people in Shepparton you spoke to.
Not good enough, because we're going to miss you when you go. We're really going to miss you.
Don't be silly about it. I mean...
No, I
well,
am.
My name is Kylie Cogo.
Yes, yeah, thank you. And I've
Kylie's been my saviour this year.
And I've certainly missed you over the last few weeks. So let's get on with it, though. Let's start with BFNL.
Yeah, we've got the big one tomorrow, which is a culmination of a big season. When you know the BFNL Grand Final's on, it means that, well, every league around here is wrapped up. This is the one. Big one. It's the third time in a row. Could people be bored? Eaglehawk versus Strathfield, say, if you're not from there, maybe. But it is the third one in a row for the big senior Grand Final. Cuz?
I think they might be a bit bored if it goes anything like the semi-final did when the Storm was far too good, but surely the bar will be a bit better than that. But yeah, I personally think Strathfield say.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. The thing is that, you know, Eaglehawk could do anything on the day, so that's the exciting thing about Eaglehawk. They only just got past Gisborne last week, and you know, anything, you know, as far as their form's concerned, they'd just be going in and say, right, well, let's go hard because we've got nothing to lose. Netball's going to be big too. Obviously, that's going to be huge, but the day is always big. I know you don't get past Gisborne yourself these days, Cuzzy, but it is going to be big in Bendigo.
Hey, well, that's why we had my man Rhys Darmus live from Strathfield last night, if you saw that.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that, mate.
One-on-one with Lockie Sharp. It was good stuff.
Yep, I'm sure Eagle Hawk saw it too and they were wrapped. He just went to Strathfield, say, but that's all right. Hey, there's other, as I said, other finals on the day. All the good, well, best to everyone that's going along. It's always a big social day, so it'll be fun. What about the AFL tonight? It's interesting, isn't it, Kylie?
Yeah, Richmond and Geelong going head-to-head tonight in the prelim finals. What do you think's going to happen there, cuz?
I think Tom Hawkins could be feeling very sorry for himself at the end of the night because I think Richmond will get through it. I think Tom Hawk could have been the difference. But, I think they're really going to need Joel Hamilton and Patrick Dangerfield to play like they did in the second half last week. They were just phenomenal.
Oh, weren't they?
If the Catters are going to get over the line.
Dangerfield really came up with the goods, didn't he? Because he'd been sort of, I don't know, wasting a bit of time towards the end of the season. But last week he rocked it, didn't he?
He just loves the big moments. And I think Joel's just the exact type of person you want as a captain. The way they can just turn a game, or even if they win ugly, they just sort of will themselves into the contest. It's impressive.
Like you said, though, you're right. They're one of those boys will feel sorry for himself afterwards, whether it's Tommy Hawkins who did something silly or Toby Green who's a serial eye player and nose player with. Can't help himself.
Even though the Giants kept arguing the fact that the vision just didn't show that he made contact with Lachie Neal's eye, I don't think Toby should have been in that situation in the first place. He just should know better. And the AFL's clearly trying to crack down on any of those instances. So I think Toby in particular, out of any of that, should know not to go there.
All right, that's Collingwood, by the way.
Yeah, do you think that that will make a big difference with Toby not being in the GWS side tonight against Collingwood? Sorry, tomorrow at the G?
Yeah, I do. And then they've also got Lockie Whitfield, who's out with appendicitis. They've just had a horrible run this week. But, yeah, I think the time for Cruz home.
Woohoo! I'm glad you said that. I'm going to the game. My first final ever. Cuz?
Oh, huge.
Can you give me any tips?
Get there early. I think the traffic will be busy.
Yeah. Actually, if you look really close to your right, because you're in the Toffee area, there'll be bloody, there'll be bugger lugs curry there as well. He'll be sitting there Toffee with his little Moscato or whatever he drinks. So he'll be there as well.
He hasn't got time to get to the footy, have you?
I can't manage to find a ticket, so...
Oh, sure.
Joe Hall won't give you access to any of her Collingwood tickets.
So. Fair enough. Hey, Cuz, thanks, mate. Next week will be the last week, and it'll be good. No, we'll catch up with you then.
Yeah, we'll have a proper send-off for you then.
Tissues, Cogo. It might be a bit of a tear fest.
Oh, yes. Yes, from you, maybe. All right, thanks, mate.
Have a good one.
Thanks,
Nathan Curry, Channel 9 Sport, back tonight.
This came to light, actually, this morning. Well, it did to me, probably broke last night. Proposed bans in Bali for consensual sex between unmarried adults.
Do we need to be hearing this?
Could be soon a crime. Yep, that's what they're thinking. And if the law goes ahead, and if you get caught doing the wrong thing, then you could get up to 6 months jail.
Well, you could, exactly. But at the end of the day, it is, who cares?
Yeah, no, and we have been asking you, thanks to Cog's poll this morning.
No.
Do you think it's fair enough, or do you think it's ridiculous? And I can say that 8% of you think it's fair enough, and 92% think it is ridiculous.
Good. But it's ridiculous all round. We put it up there. I wouldn't have done it. You've got to chat with the
Don't
boss about it after
you
this.
Dare put it on me.
No, it is stupid. It's
I'm so glad it's Friday. Get to rest from you for 2 days.
All right, enjoy what you're doing across the weekend. The BFNL tomorrow will be big and plenty of other things happening across the weekend.
Go the Mighty Pies!
Coggo and Kylie are done for the day, but your new lawn from Coolabah will keep on growing day and night. Catch up with Coggo and Kylie on the Triple M app or triplem.com.au.